Gaza events cause consternation amongst believers. A Christian school ministry sets down stakes with the Tent Makers Academy in Uganda. And a prison ministry is now collecting Christmas cards. These stories and more coming up on this edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. The relationship between Hamas and Christians in the Gaza Strip appears to be deteriorating. First, a brutal murder of a Christian bookstore manager. Then, word that a militant Hamas member is connected to it. Now Christians are saying they were forced to support a speech urging the spread of Islam. Sat7's Terry Ascott says it's no wonder believers feel like they're under siege.
Pray for the Bible Society director and all the Bible Society staff throughout the Palestinian territories that they wouldn't be discouraged by this, that the word of God would continue to be made available in those territories. We have a strong partnership with the Bible Societies, and we very much see what we do as complementing their work by taking scripture through satellite television.
Ascott says the other impact of this is the disruption of ministry.
The killing of the bookstore owner who's associated with the Bible Societies has led actually to all the related staff to that shop being evacuated from Gaza. Just one person left who could not yet receive permission from the Israeli authorities to cross out of Gaza.
Next, Compassion International is investing $5 million into the next 5 years of Africa's future. They're partnering with Opportunity International to get at the root of poverty. Compassion's Julie Koshy says the partnership extends to areas where both agencies work. One ministry focuses on adults, the other on children.
We see this as a win-win situation. When a community is getting better and they're able to have jobs and income, it will have a trickle-down effect. It's going to affect the different families in the compassion-assisted areas. And so we see this as, you know, we can't lose.
Koshy says building communities is more than a moral obligation. So
it's just very crucial that when people understand when they're getting this loan or when they're getting help from Compassion through our church-based programs, it is through the love of Christ.
Join in the partnership. Help a family start or expand a business or sponsor a child. Go to our website for details. You're listening to Mission Network News. The Tent Makers Academy is a school that has flourished in one of the toughest neighborhoods in Kampala, Uganda. Worldwide Christian Schools' Emily Kluster says the school's namesake drives it forward.
It refers to the Apostle Paul's ministry. He sustained his ministry at Corinth by making tents, and Tent Makers Academy sustains their ministry by making jewelry. So the children, the parents, and the teachers create their very own unique jewelry, which they sell on both a local and international level to support the school.
Growth means the school desperately needs a new building. Worldwide is partnering to help them raise funds for that. It's an investment in the community's future.
We make sure that all of the schools we partner with are providing education to the children who are least likely to have access to a quality education. And then there's also the Christ-centered factor, which we believe only adds to the education by putting God into every subject.
Meanwhile, thousands of AIDS caregiver kits are being assembled today in the state of Washington. Over $200,000 is being raised through World Vision. The 6,500 kits will be delivered to Zambia, where caregivers can use them to improve the quality of life and share the gospel with those living with HIV/AIDS. AIDS prevalence in Zambia is among the highest in the world. More than 12 million children under the age of 18 have lost a parent to HIV/AIDS in sub-Saharan Africa alone. And thousands of Christmas cards are being sorted and will be sent to encourage people spending the holiday behind bars. Crossroad Bible Institute's annual Send-A-Card program has been a powerful way to bring the joy of Christ and Christmas into U.S. prisons. Christmas in prison is one of the most difficult times of the year, and Crossroad Bible Institute will enclose a card with the lessons being sent to students who are being discipled through their faith-based reentry program. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Slavic Gospel Association is making available the free book, Much Prayer, Much Power, by Peter Danica Sr., founder of the ministry. It's a testimony to the powerful reality of prayer, which will kindle the fires of prayer in your heart. Get your copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to our website at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.